That Cyber Times now on the move to race up into second position. They're followed by Six Hot Picks and Seamaster. Tom Bombadil is on the inside of Vernie King towards the outside, and then comes Temperate Zone, and Twice Golden's the trailer, and it's racing about 7 lengths off the leader. So the 8 horse Question Master's the leader, in second to 7 Cyber Time, third place Seamaster at the rail. Six Hot Fix is back in fourth position, then Tom Bombadil, behind that of Vernie King, and then comes Temperate Zone, and Twice Golden's the trailer, and it's racing about 7 or 8 lengths off the lead. As they go to the 1100 meter region, and Question Master's controlling the pace. In second is Cyber Time with the white cap, at the rail is Seamaster. Fourth position, Six Hot Fix, then comes Tom Bombadil. Further back in the run off Vernie King with Temperate Zone, and Twice Golden still about 7 or 8 lengths off the leader. Question Master moves towards the 600 meter region. Cyber Time second, Seamaster's at the rail third, Tom Bombadil. On the inside of that one there we find Temperate Zone. The outside Six Hot Fix then of Vernie King and Twice Golden. Top of the lane, 500 to go. Question Master brings him in. Cyber Time is the challenger. Seamaster on the inside. Tom Bombadil, Six Hot Fix. Temperate Zone on the inside. Towards the outside, Twice Golden. 300 to go. Question Master down the inside. Seamaster, Temperate Zone. Six Hot Fix is trying to get into the race past the 200 meter marker. Seamaster, Twice Golden's running on the outside. Tom Bombadil and then Question Master. But it's Seamaster. And Seamaster won it. Tom Bombadil second. Twice Golden third. And Question Master fourth. Number 3, Seamaster. The Master of My Fate, Ant Mahudla and Gareth and Zale, they win it. And they end up winning it at R4.20, Seamaster. And this one for Laura de Haas. Second goes to Tom Bombadil, number 1. Third to Twice Golden, Question Master of Vernie King, Six Hot Fix, Cyber Time and Temperate Zone. So as we look at this, Seamaster sneaks through on the inside and gets punched out and continues here, bred by Fast Fontaine Stud, sixth win from 27, and Seamaster, lonely on the inside, is wide apart from the other runners and goes on to win race number 7. The victory is for Seamaster. The tote favourite was number 5, and that was Twice Golden. The 8th and last still to come. Back to the studio.
Welcome back to the studio for the lucky last, the 8th race, which is the Hollywood Bet Bright Future, a merit rated 69 handicap for the girls over 1200 metres. And as Sheldon and I have been discussing through this preview, not much debate between the two of us, not much arguing or disagreeing, because we like the same horses. And let's just hope it's been a profitable day. And ladies and gentlemen, it's no different than the lucky last. And 9 Puff of Smoke and 10 Shifolia are our selections. And Sheldon's going to elaborate a little bit more. But Sheldon, you were just telling me off air, lovely that you've got your father-in-law and your family coming from the United Kingdom to be with you here in South Africa for a little while. And fitting that Shifolia runs, who's of course named by yourself after Shiloh and Sophia. Wouldn't it be a great moment if Trifolia could win and the family are here from overseas?
Well, I've actually got goosebumps at the moment. You know the feeling is absolutely unbelievable. And it's a real privilege that Hollywood, Owen, Devon and Anthony, the hard work they do, and along with Gold Circle, the entire team. This is what racing's all about, to bring people together, keep the game going. And I promise you, when she won first time out, it changed things. I hadn't owned horses for about 10 years. We had 8-10 horses a while back with Wendy. And just to have an interest in a horse, to get to name it and be around it. And the fact that she won first time out, Anthony and them didn't want to know about her getting beat. I thought it's hard for them to win first time out. So we'll be looking really forward to this race. And when she ran last week, I did mention to the viewers that I thought the field was a little bit strong for her. It was an 86, and she was taking on the Reef Ways, Red Roses 2, running Grade 1 company. And I was just hoping that she would take her place. And then when she ran, she was a little bit fierce in the running. She's still learning what it's about, respiratory noises. Gareth said she pulled up exceptionally well. And when I saw 12-1, I was gobsmacked. So I said, let's have a little bit of a nibble. She has drawn out at 10, but it'll be a fitting ending if she can come through. So in a lesser division, we're looking forward for the family horse to come through. And you know the feeling when you get these horses that are named after the children, and you've had the privilege of also being involved in it with Candice. It's an absolutely lovely initiative. Same as the Grooms Initiative. There's a whole lot of initiatives that Hollywood and Gold Circle do. And this is what keeps racing going.
Absolutely, Sheldon. There's room for absolutely everybody, and the industry welcomes with open arms and to any suggestion and to any good that can be done for our beautiful, beloved industry. But yep, Shifolia, certainly a filly. You know, this course, she was fierce last time up the straight. You know, around the bend, she might be able to relax a little. She has won here around the bend, so I'm looking forward to seeing Shifolia run, and yeah, she's got an outstanding chance. Puff of Smoke, who ran fourth just the other day, prefers this track and all this, you know, Hollywood Bets gravel. She's probably the immediate danger.
I also thought that she opened up a big price at 10-1 after running fourth the other day. If she takes her place, I think she's a huge runner. So we've got two double-figure horses that we like, numbers 9, Puff of Smoke, and number 10, Shifolia. Puff of Smoke, if you look at that second to Perfect Appeal, she stayed on. The last run, 1,400, I believe, just out of her comfort zone. 1,200's ideal for her. Now, when it came down to race number 8, I did the speed map. I had a good look at the runners and riders in the race. Poppy of Bayou's got a lot of gate speed drawn 1. Valeria's Dream can race up handy from gate 2. It's going to be a very tactical run race. There's a few horses that can press forward. A horse like number 5, Magna Marta, will be running on very strongly at the business end. Number 6, Fort Jador. A little bit unlucky last time out, Warren.
Yes, absolutely. A little unlucky. Well spotted there, because the maiden win was impressive when beating Princess Analia comfortably. I know the strength of the form line is not great. There's been 6 runners for no direct winners. That's what I'm looking at in the computer form. But that last run, the post-maiden run, definitely a little unlucky. You know, at that last closing stage is when you inconvenience a horse. It just puts them off their stride and can cost them dearly, which it clearly did with Fort Jador. She's likely race, and she could end up being a fair filly to follow.
100% right. And then number 7, Dunya. Now, just on a more lighter note, I backed her when she won beating Vision of Will at around 10-1, and then I followed up on New Orleans. She's just one of those horses, after a bad day's racing, you just say, I'm done ya. Not having a bet again. And the next meeting you start, you get straight back into the race book and that. So she's a horse who's done well. I'd throw this on the trifectas and quartets. But obviously number 10, Shifolia, I'll be rooting for her. And if she comes unstuck, Puff of Smoke to cover up. Or otherwise, maybe we done ya.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, let's hope after the day's racing that, you know, as I said, we've really liked it.
On to the 8th, which is always the lucky last, and let's see what happens here. There is some rain about, nothing too serious, and we're hoping that we can get this action away in 12 minutes, and we're done with our race meeting at
Honolulu.
We're done yet. Yeah, that's it. I heard that Gallup TV preview with you guys, and yeah, Dania was the winner of the Alkaia Sprint, by the way, at Dubai World Cup night, and that was a big bomb that landed. Dania winning at Maidan. Okay, horses are in the ring, and we'll see what happens here with the first horse in picture, and that is going to be horse number 5, and it's paying 11.50 and 2.30, and number 5 is Magna Marta from the Guard Puller stable with Chase Mujin up. A horse that's had a few runs now in the province with Guard, having relocated back in May, and the last start was possibly its best run over 1400 meters that day. Did find a good finish behind Ed VJ. This time round, Garth has opted to drop the horse to 1200 meters, and we'll see how it goes. Number 5, Magna Marta, will hopefully be doing her best work at the finish for her followers here in race number 8. Number 5, Magna Marta, what's she paying? 11.50 and 2.40.
Kaz, Valeria's Dream, D's 180, 130 about Valeria's Dream. Red Art on the Tote is the son, the daughter of Karari for Owen Heffer and Brian Makwabarada. Neatly drawn, should have a lovely smooth run in transit. And number 2, Valeria's Dream, the Karari looks very good. She has the two stable assistants leading her around. She's short on the tote, very, very short on the tote at this point.
Yeah, she is a very strong favorite. I'm actually shocked that she's the only horse in single figures. And I'm going to try and compare her odds on the fixed odds betting market once they go down to post, because this is something strange and you seldom see unless a horse is deep in the red. Is she deep in the red, you may ask? Well, she's not. But she's been back from 33 to 10 into 28 to 10. She actually touched 4 to 1, Valeria's Dream. But she's now at 28 to 10. But the punting public on the tote got this horse at 1.80, and you can pretty much back any other horse that's in single figures. This is with 10 minutes to go. Very interesting tote board. Number 10 in shot, 13.90 and 3.10, and this is Cyfolia. Lots been said about this filly because of the name that she's been given by Sheldon Peters, after his daughters Sophia and Shiloh. And of course, granddad is upstairs calling the race, and in-laws are in town. So
could the script be written any better?
Yeah, there's lots riding on this filly running a big race, and I just bumped into Sheldon and his missus, and of course Sophia was on course. She's very excited. And number 10, Cyfolia. What did Garrett have to say? Did you quiz him about this?
I did quiz him. They're expecting a nice run, and there was quite a lot of noise. I couldn't quite exactly hear, but what I did get was that Attendee was expecting her to be involved. Gareth was expecting her to be involved. She's a beautiful filly. Look at her. She walks out the ring with presence. Her ears are pricked. She's alert. So lots to like about Cyfolia. And, you know, racing needs these feel-good stories, and this could be one of them. But you would have heard from Sheldon. He's worried about Puff of Smoke in the race, number 9. And funny enough, there's the two trainers, one of Puff of Smoke, the other of Cyfolia, chatting to one another. But Cyfolia, yes, got to have an outstanding chance. She looked gorgeous, did Cyfolia. Okay, what else can we add? Because they're about to get onto the track.
Field for the 8th race, Hollywood Bets, Bright Future FM, 69 handicap. The fillies and mares, they go 1,200 metres. They'll be stepping onto the track shortly. Just got a call from the judge, Warren Isley and Etienne van der Westhuizen, then Schlanger, and they said it's starting to rain there. And Warren, he's a weather expert, so hopefully we'll just get through the last race before the rain comes down here. And reminder that once again we're back here tomorrow at Hollywood Bets Gravel. Then we're at Hollywood Bets Scottsville on Wednesday. Here's number 1, Poppy of Bayou and Dennis Schwartz. Number 3, Capriano, Serena Moodley.
Number two is your favourite, Valerio's Dream. In actual fact, every other horse is in double figures. Valerio's Dream is at 190, going down with a companion. Number four, Belarouche and Robert Carty. Five, Magna Martyr and Chase Mojan. Six, Forge Ador, Seanville. Seven, Dunya, Jason Gates. Eight, Cinnamon Blush, Tristan Godden. Nine, Puff of Smoke has passed by, Ashton Aries. 13, Bright Star, Marco van Rensburg. 11, Top Honours, Malasela Kachedi. Trifolia is number 10 on the far side, Ant Mahudla nearest us is 12, Trubadix and Supercilia La Clengua. There's about 6 minutes to race time. So the favourite, number 2, Valerio's Dream, is at 2 Rand, and every other horse is in double figures with 6 minutes remaining.
With 6 minutes to play, I can tell you that the way I read this race is Quartet. That is where the cash is going to be, some proper money to be won here, if you can get this combination right. 13 runners go to post. It's not often that you find a horse that's got, you know, short on the tote and not as short on the fixed odds betting market or vice versa when it comes to the top one. But here is a case in point, 2 Rand 50 on tab and trading at around 5 to 2 on the books at the moment, number 2, Valerio's Dream. But all this is going to change now because the action will start happening over the last 5 minutes. Number 1, Poppy of Bayou, 20 to 1, Valerio's Dream, 33 to 10, that's been backed now 22 to 10, so continues to shorten on the fixed odds betting market. Capriana, you can get 8 to 1. Belarouge 20 to 1, that's number 4. Number 5, Magna Martyrs at 5 to 1. Forge Ador has drifted out from 6 to 1 to 12 to 1. Seanville actually liked this horse when I interviewed him earlier on. Dunya has gone from 16 to 1 to 25 to 1. Cinnamon Blush Warren is Wendy Whitehead's runner, that's 7 to 1, 14 to 1 now. Puff of Smoke, up and down, 10 to 1, 12 to 1, back into 10 to 1. Shifolia is at 8 to 1, Top Honours at 50 to 1, Trubadix at 40 to 1, and Bright Star at 14 to 1.
What are we missing? Because not saying that Valerio's Dream, of course Valerio's Dream can win, lightly raced, solid form, but the rest are almost seem to be prayerless in the market, and there are horses that have got form. Bright Star, Cinnamon Blush, Puff of Smoke, Shifolia, even Top Honours, Dunya, ignore that last run. I mean, Fort Jador could be anything. Magna Martyr ran on last time. Capriana's never out, never without a chance. So are we missing something? I see the tote board is now starting to sort of get into sync. But those bettings, those prices, I mean, Trifolia 8 to 1, around 8 to 1, Puff of Smoke around 10 to 1, those are the two horses we liked. I mean, are we missing something?
I expected the betting race to be, you know, a bit more open with number 2, Valerio's Dream, then short at 2 Rand 80.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I expected it, but the balance of the runs, what this tells you is that you can get some good cash if you're going to play to beat the top one.
Yes.
Because if you play to beat the favorites in your whatever bet you're taking, you are in for to get some proper money here in race number 8. But coming back to Valerio's Dream, the maiden win was at this course over a mile. Of late, I see the horse was dropped from a 1,500 when running second to a 1,200 last time out, which was a good run behind Diamond Girl. Well, she's lumping 61.5 kgs, number 2, Valerio's Dream. Can she carry this weight all the way to the line? We'll have to wait and see. If the betting on the tab board is to be judged and on the fixed odds betting market, she could be the right horse in the race. But this form update for Puff of Smoke, if you don't have it, 3.5 lengths behind Maria Carolina. That was over 1,400 meters. And we know that the Comnaidu runners, and again, we say it whenever I work, I do, that we wish Comnaidu a speedy recovery. He is in rehab. He's obviously, you know, he had a stroke, and it's going to take him some time to get back. And we wish him a speedy recovery. Come, our thoughts and our prayers are with you. But coming back to Puff of Smoke, most of the runners or the owners that wanted to keep the runners with Lorenzo Karim, they're with him. And he would have learned a lot from that run. And the horse must have taken that run very well on the 22nd of March.
Just the, just the other day. And most of Puff of Smoke's form is at Hollywood Beds Gravel, whether it's on the turf or the poly. But a lot of her form is at the circuit, the Hollywood Beds Gravel circuit. So maybe she reserves her best efforts for this track here, grass or poly. She's alive here, Puff of Smoke. I think she's going to run an absolute cracker, this horse of Lorenzo Karim's.
I can tell you that, you know, just glancing out the window here, that the wind has eased down. We've had a slight drizzle, a very slight drizzle, and the wind has eased down. It's not like it was, you know, a few races back. So I don't know how the speed's going to hold up with the horses racing up handy, but this race, I'm going to stick my neck out and go for a horse here that I think will be the horse to beat.
Talk to us. Talk to us.
Cinnamon Blush, number 8. 15 Rand a win, 3 Rand 20 a place. I don't think that post-maiden run was bad at all. Another horse been racing at Hollywood Beth Scottsville. But Tristan Godden, I think if he gives this horse a positive ride around the turn, will be in the shake-up at 15 Rand for a win, 3 Rand 20 for a place.
There we go. That's, you've heard it from Dees. That's his value. That's his play. It's a tough, tough, tough race. It really is. There's some competitive runners here. Let's see how the race unfolds and who's going to paint that picture for us is Craig Peters.
The 8th and last race, Hollywood Bet's Bright Future, FM 69 handicap, fillies and mares, 1,200 metres, they'll face up shortly. Valerius Dream, Keegan just removed the raincoats and is stepping back into the irons. They'll start the roading process shortly. Remains the favourite, Valerius Dream now at 3 Rand. Top Honours is stepping up. Capriano. Poppy of Bayou is in, Magna Marta, Dunya, Puff of Smoke. Bright Star has gone into 13. Trifolia coming up. Forchador, Belle Rouge, Cinnamon Blush still too low, Troubadix. Troubadix coming forward. Cinnamon Blush, Hollywood Beach Gravel, 8th race, 1,200 metres, set. There's the all clear. Cinnamon Blush a little bit restless. They're on their way from the 1,200 metre marker. Magna Marta was a little bit slow to go. Valerius Dream is the early leader. Forchador's there. Dunya, Poppy of Bayou with a good position shortly after the start. Capriano, Puff of Smoke, and then comes Belle Rouge. On the outside of that is Bright Star. Then comes Trifolia and Top Honours. Cinnamon Blush is further back. Then Troubadix. Magna Marta's the trailer, racing about 8 or 9 lengths off the leader. Valerius Dream controls the pace. Dunya is second. Puff of Smoke is third. Poppy of Bayou, Forchador, then comes Bright Star. Behind that one, Capriana, Belle Rouge and Top Honours, then Trifolia. Behind that, Cinnamon Blush, Magna Marta and Troubadix.
Top of the lane, 400 metres to go, and Valerius Dream leads it. Puff of Smoke's the first one to challenge, and in comes Dania. Down the inside, Poppy of Bayou. Further back in the run, Belrouge, Apollo on the outside. Valerius Dream still leads it from Puff of Smoke past the 200 metre marker. Poppy of Bayou, Chifolia's coming home late, but Valerius Dream goes on, and it's Valerius Dream to win it. The second position gets close. Second place will go to Chifolia. Third, Puff of Smoke, and the fourth position, Cinnamon Blush. Number two, Valerius Dream, Peter Muscat, Owen Heffer, and Brian Makwabara. Well done to them. Tote favourite at R2. This is the Kirari, and they win it, bred by Normandy Stud. Second to number 10, Chifolia, pays 4.30 a place. Puff of Smoke will run third, then Cinnamon Blush. And then involved is Bright Star, Poppy of Bayou, and further back was Belrouge. So as we look at this, and Valerius Dream continues to go, the Kirari second win from 8 outings, 2 off the right to Chifolia, but Valerius Dream is the winner and goes on to score well. Well done, Owen and Brian, and they win it by that 2.5 to 3 lengths. Ends up the tote favourite and wins it well. Chifolia second, Puff of Smoke will take the third position. That's number 9. That paid up at 2.60. That's all for the time being. We're back here tomorrow. Hollywood Bets Grable, Craig Peters, signing off.
Short on the tab board and delivers. Number 2, Valerius Dream, has come through to win well, and with 61.5 kg, well, she's really carried this weight to victory in fine style here, with the mellow up for Muscat, beating numbers 10, 9 and 8 if you got the minor positions for this quartet. So provisionally 2, 10, 9 and 8, race number 8. Valeria's Dream has closed off the pick six, race number eight, the lucky last, the daughter of Kirari. Well done to Normandy Stud, Owen Heffer, Brian Macquarie, Keegan DeMello, and the gentleman on my right is the guy who takes care of Valeria's Dream and Macquarie. Well done to you, sir. 1,000 Rand, Hollywood Bets and Gold Circle. Well done to the winning groom of Valeria's Dream. We'll have Peter Musket in, and I think first time I've chatted to Peter since he's come back from Cape Town. How was the experience in Cape Town? I mean, some of your horses ran pretty good races there.
Yeah, it was an outstanding trip. Obviously, we didn't have the firepower to take on the bigger guns and the bigger races, but the horses ran, I thought, very well. We were very unlucky in a couple of big ones. But very good experience, and we'll be going back.
Yeah, it's something that you obviously, you know, set the building blocks and something that you can work on for future.
100%, yeah. Cape Racing did a fantastic job over the season. They were more than accommodating, and I thank them very much for that.
Talking about thanking their people, what about your team while you were away? They kept the fires burning at home?
Yes, no, everything ran smoothly. Horses ran well. They too didn't really have the firepower, but as you said, the home fires kept burning.
This filly, you know, I kept looking at the tab board and I couldn't help myself to think how short she was on the tab board. She was fancied by the punters.
Yeah, you know, she's obviously a very consistent filly. She's been close up in the last couple, and today was the right race for her.
61.5 kg, she's given them, you know, she's won well. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I think a great job done by Keegan. He rated her perfectly up front, to the extent I think he pulled all their pants down. Yeah, so a great ride by him. Obviously a huge congratulations to Brian and Owen. Their support is very much appreciated, and I think she'll go on from here. Yeah, she's getting stronger as she matures. She's not the easiest filly in the mornings, but fortunately on a race day, she's with the assistance of a pony. She's very manageable, and she does everything right in a race. She's got gate speed. She jumps out. She relaxes wherever you want to put her. So that goes a long way to assisting her finishing off her races. So there should be more in the tank for her.
I'll give our best to Brian and Owen, and all the best to your team.
Thank you very much, and obviously a huge thanks to our sponsors, Hollywood.
Well done, the stable of Peter Musket. It's taken him the entire day to find the winner's box. Well, he's found it over 200 times so far this year, but today it's taking you some time.
Yeah, it's just one of those days, and I thought that also Mr. Laps would be very hard to beat, and just unfortunately his first time here, all lost at sea, and he just found the conditions and probably the track a little bit too fast for him.
Well, he's a horse that you know from Cape Town, so we'll keep an eye on him wherever he's positioned next, because he looks like a horse that's ready to win in the province.
Yes, look, I think once he wins, I think he's going to need to be cut. But he'll win a race before he needs the unkindest cut of all. But yeah, just getting back to this filly, very game filly. Truly grateful for the opportunity. Not easy with 61.5, and I thought she did it with in good style today.
You would know when you're sitting up, you're dictating, you hit the front and you know you're carrying a big weight, but you know what type of horse you got underneath you, just the feel that you may have been giving you in the running.
Yeah, look, I've always been in the opinion when you carry weight over a little bit shorter, it doesn't really play a big part, and she managed to get a very soft lead in front today, so I always knew she would give me that kick, and whether they were good enough to quicken with her was always going to be a question, but she's got a very nice turn of foot, obviously a filly looking for a little bit further, so she's got a little bit of stamina on her side as well.
Well, nice way to end off the day with another win to add to your tally. Well played, and all the best.
Thank you very much. Just a big well done to Mr. Macquarie. Well done to Mr. Heffer. And thank you very much to Mr. Musket and his team. Great trainer, and yeah, just truly grateful to get opportunities from him, and to my sponsors winning for him. Thank you very much.
That's it. Keegan DeMello ending off the day for the Peter Musket stable. Number two, Valeria's Dream, wins the last. It's always a big team effort when we do a television production, and a big thank you to everybody concerned. Craig Peters upstairs, Sheldon Peters at Gallup TV, Warren Lindferner, the entire team at GTV, and myself, T's Dianan. Enjoy what's left of your Sunday, and until we meet again, you take care. Salanikaasse.
There's the all clear. Cinnamon Blush, a little bit restless. They're on their way from the 1200 meter marker. Magna Marta was a little bit slow to go. Valeria's Dream is the early leader. Fortune Doors there, Dunya, Poppy of Bayou with a good position shortly after the start. Capriano, Puff of Smoke, and then comes Belle Rouge. On the outside of that is Bright Star, then comes Shifolia and Top Honours. Cinnamon Blush is further back, then Troubadix. Magna Marta's the trailer, racing about 8 or 9 lengths off the leader. Valeria's Dream controls the pace. Dunya is second, Puff of Smoke is third. Poppy of Bayou, Fort Chador, then comes Bright Star. Behind that one, Capriana, Belle Rouge and Top Honours, then Shifolia. Behind that, Cinnamon Blush, Magna Marta and Troubadix. Top of the lane, 400 metres to go, and Valeria's Dream leads it. Puff of Smoke's the first one to challenge, and then comes Dunya. Down the inside, Poppy of Bayou. Further back in the run, Belle Rouge, Shifolia on the outside. Valeria's Dream still leads it from Puff of Smoke past the 200 metre marker. Poppy of Bayou, Shifolia's coming home late, but Valeria's Dream goes on. And it's Valeria's Dream to win it. The second position gets close. Second place will go to Shifolia. Third, Puff of Smoke, and the fourth position, Cinnamon Blush.